Volunteer Katie Webb is knocking on the door of a rental house in North Springfield. It's just after dark and about 3 a.m. in Somalia. Webb's volunteer organization, Springfield Welcome Home, helps refugees in their transition. The refugees here are a young mother named Khadija and her three small children.
And her husband was supposed to be following in a month. If the ban stays in place, then that means her husband can't come over. And in any situation, it looks like at least 120 days.
While we talk on the front porch, a light comes on.
Oh, so maybe they are home.
Who's
hi.
There
she is. Hello. Is Omar here? Hello, were you sleeping?
Omar Ali, another Somali refugee, is Khadija's brother-in-law. He works for Tyson in Nowell, Missouri. Neither he nor Khadija speak more than a handful of words in English.
America is good. Everything is good. No problem. America good.
Khadija is the first refugee of his extended family to come here, he said. She's sitting silently on the sofa, a fuchsia hijab covering her hair and shoulders. Since we don't speak a common language, I can't determine whether she knows about the temporary ban on Somali immigrants and refugees. Webb is taking notes on a clipboard.
Okay, we have friends. They can come and give you diapers for the baby, toys.
When refugees arrive in the United States, they're officially placed by an agency that contracts with the federal government. In Springfield, that agency is International Institute of Southwest Missouri, which is connected to International Institute of St. Louis. Suzanne LaLauren works there.
Once we agree to take a family, the U.S. government, there's a contract that we have that spells out exactly what we will do.
Her organization receives about $1,100 per refugee. That's money that goes toward a rent deposit, furnishings, and other basic needs. International Institute also helps the refugees take English language classes and get their kids enrolled in school. They also sign them up for Medicaid and food stamps.
Ultimately, you know, refugee families are not going to be able to survive on cash assistance from the state of Missouri. It's very, very low. A family of four gets $342 a month.
So LaLauren says they focus intensely on job training. Meanwhile, Katie Webb's volunteer organization tries to fill in any gaps, like providing a cell phone.
Come lock the door. Okay.
To get to this point, Khadija had to meet the United Nations definition of a refugee. And although we can't yet know the specifics of her story, most Somali refugees are fleeing drought, floods, food shortages, and inter-clan fighting. Many have spent years in refugee camps. As Katie Webb leaves, she's not optimistic.
You know, when we talked to her, she made it clear that she hadn't had a job, and that's typical of their society. That's their culture. And so, of course, my concern for her would be, considering we've just learned that she only has one relative, her brother-in-law, how will she support herself with these three children, and what kind of position has that put her in? She thought that her breadwinner was coming in a month.
According to the CIA Factbook, Somalia is the third largest refugee source country in the world, behind Syria and Afghanistan. I'm Jennifer Moore.